a very big and beautiful excellence of repentance, and surprisingly a remarkable one. Allah Almighty states in the Holy Quran, in the chapter Al-Furqan, where Allah Almighty mentions about different types of sins, stating that those who commit these types of sins and those who are indulged in these types of sins, this is their respective punishment. So the subject of different types of punishments being inflicted upon committing different types of sins has been discussed in this chapter. So after this discussion, Allah Almighty says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Meaning, except whosoever repents. The sinners who were previously mentioned, it was stated regarding them that they all will be punished. They all will get recompense of their sins. And then it was said that except whosoever repents and embraces faith and does righteous deeds. So it was said that so for those people, Allah will change their sins into good deeds. The one who is a sinner, when he repents, he becomes true in his faith, he starts performing righteous deeds, and he repents, then Allah Almighty changes his sins into good deeds. Have you ever heard in this world that if a person apologizes for his mistake, he agrees to it and acknowledges that he committed that mistake, then it is seen that he is forgiven? But it is never seen that now a person has sought apology and has agreed to and acknowledged to his mistake, so he is told that, for example, all the 100 mistakes that you had made, because of your apology and acknowledging to them, you will be given 100% reward over them. This doesn't happen. But Allah is merciful, Allah is Rahman. The treasures of Allah's mercy are very vast. Allah Almighty says that when a person repents, Allah Almighty changes his sins, his wrongdoings, with pious deeds. So now, for him to change sins into pious deeds, and for sins to be changed into pious deeds, the scholars have mentioned different commentaries of it. One is which I mentioned, that the place where he had committed a sin, a pious deed would be written for him there. That he performed an act of piety, the sin will be erased and pious deed will be written in his place, because the repentance will turn it around. And another opinion which some scholars hold regarding it is, that Allah Almighty will change his sins with pious deeds, meaning that he will change his bad deeds with good deeds, meaning he used to commit sins before and now he is performing pious deeds. Before he used to commit sins and evil deeds, and now Allah will give him the ability to perform pious deeds. But the excellence it has, subhanallah, that either it may be of performing pious deeds instead of sins, or it may be the case of one's sins being changed with pious deeds. In both cases, this is an amazing excellence, that Allah showers such mercy upon a person.